I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Symphony welcomes the third of its three finalists to become the symphony's next conductor and music director. Francesco Lecce Chong will conduct the Eugene Symphony on Thursday, March 16th at the Holt Center in a program that features Suite from Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, as well as music from Liszt, Bartok, and Mozart. He's here in the KLCC studios. A pleasure to meet you, Francesco.
Thanks for having me here.
With all of this success that the Eugene Symphony has had launching the careers of conductors, each of those conductors has been radically different. What is it that you bring particularly that you would focus upon in this job?
I think I'm a good fit in many ways because there are some things I wouldn't change in that I'm very interested in young American conductors. I was actually a composition major in undergrad, and I don't compose much anymore because I found it much more my passion to help out my colleagues. And whenever I find a piece that I love, that I can help bring that out and bring that out to a community. And I'm excited that that is shared by the organization here. I think one of the things that might be a little different for me, having looked over previous seasons here, is that I actually kind of like to swing the other direction and head more towards an early classical and even Baroque mindset for a balancing out a season. I'm not afraid to do some early Mozart, some early Haydn, some Handel and some Bach in there. One of the wonderful things is I'm trained as a keyboardist, and all of this music was composed without a conductor. The conductor was actually usually the continuo player or sometimes the concertmaster. When I do this music, it allows me to actually just get in with the orchestra. I play harpsichord and I can improvise with them. And it's a wonderful feeling when you get to just join up with your orchestra and make very spontaneous and exciting music. I don't think this era always gets its due. And I'd want to bring some of that along with obviously the standard, the war horses of the repertoire, and of course continuing this tradition of American music.
And in conducting these concerts, each finalist has a program that includes a Mozart overture, a 20th century concerto, and a piece of your own choice to round out the program. So why this particular piece from Richard Strauss?
Der Rosenkavalier as an opera is by far my favorite opera. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of music. Strauss has found a way to combine everything that was wonderful about Golden Age Vienna in this piece. So he alludes to Mozart's operas, you know, in this kind of comic lightness that the opera has. But then he also alludes to all the magnificent waltzes of Johann Strauss Jr., the Waltz King of Vienna. And then lastly, he kind of rounds it all out with kind of an ode to Richard Wagner and his operas, this rich harmony, rich orchestration, and the idea of leitmotif, motives to represent characters on stage. And he finds a way to synthesize all of this together, and it really just becomes a loving portrait of one of the most important musical cultures we've ever had. And, you know, considering when the piece was composed, it's a bittersweet tribute because Strauss was keenly aware that the onset of World War I would be the end of this golden age. And so what we really have is just a loving portrait from an incredible composer.
One of the things that you've become known for thus far in your career is often conducting without a score. Why do you choose that, and will you choose that in this case?
What I realized over time was taking away that stand that sits between you and the orchestra somehow opens up the lines of communication a little more. And I've been very careful to get feedback and make sure that musicians are comfortable with that. Obviously, I never do a concerto by memory, even if I could. You want to make sure everyone feels very comfortable. But I do it just for the communication so that there's that wonderful eye contact and just sense of fun that we're all in this together. And there's something about that score that as a conductor, if it's there, you're going to look at it. But if it's not there, then all I'm doing is communicating with a group.
So how else do you approach knowing an orchestra, finding their strengths and their challenges?
I think it naturally happens through the rehearsal process. The greatest thing is getting to know another group of musicians. There's a way you can gesture as a conductor to let them know that you want to hear how they want to do it. And I really like that idea of getting a sense for how does the orchestra want to play? What are the personalities of their players? I think it's a fascinating process. And I think just through rehearsing and communicating with them, seeing how they react to things that I say, and me allowing myself to adjust to them as well, we really come to a special kind of understanding.
Francesco Lecce-Chong, the third of three finalists to become the next music director and conductor of the Eugene Symphony. On Thursday, March 16th at the Holt Center in Eugene, he'll conduct a program that includes the suite for Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, as well as Bartok's Piano Concerto No. 3, Liszt's Mephisto Waltz No. 1, and Mozart's Overture to the Abduction from the Seraglio. For tickets and information, eugenesymphony.org and haltcenter.org. Also see lecce-chong.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.